So, Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav. The din here is going to be that a cow that doesn't intend to kill is pater for misa. It has to have intended to do a misa, which, if it did it, that if a person act that way, he would be chayav misa. It's based on the pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Hakshor yisakel," the cow will be stoned, "Vegam ba'alav yumas," and its owners will also die. So we said that misa that goes to the ba'alim, the owner of the cow, is just a misa b'dei shamayim from heaven. Notwithstanding, a person who kills an accident doesn't get misa. He has to kill intentionally, and therefore the same kind of rules would apply to a cow. Shor shahaya mischachech b'kosel. You have a cow which is scratching itself against the wall. V'nafal al adam. The whole wall collapses, and the guy on the other side of the wall gets, you know, avalanched in. That's a transitive verb, and he's killed by the falling wall. So then, of course, the cow didn't intend to kill anybody, even though it did. So it'll be pater from skila. Same goes if niskaven laharages behema, the cow was attacking another cow. Vaharages adam, the cow that was on the receiving end of that attack ducked, and the attacking cow flew over his head and landed on a poor inspecting man behind that cow, and that man died. The cow didn't intend to kill that man. It wasn't attacking a man. If it would have attacked the animal, it wouldn't have been chayav misa. So therefore, again, it would be pater. Lenachri, if the cow was intending to attack a non-Jew, v'haragas Yisrael, and it ends up killing a Jew, so then same din will be, because it wouldn't be a din for killing, there wouldn't be a din misa for killing a non-Jew, but it is for Jew. And lenafalim, if it was attacking so I told you guys, a nafal usually means like a miscarried baby. But in this case, it means a child that was born presumably prematurely, and it's like got no chance of survival. It just happens to be alive, but it's playing out it's very short, less than 30 day life. Meanwhile, so that thing is not considered to be, there's not a death penalty for killing that. Is not considered a death penalty if a human being did it. So too the cow, if it intended to attack this nafal, this not survivable child, v'harag ben kayama, but then it misses the sickly baby and it attacks a healthy baby, putter. In all those cases, the cow will be putter from skila. If this cow was anyways in a mood for doing this kind of weird stuff, like, you know, out of this cow's a mood for attacking, then it would still be, there could be a kofar payment involved. That's different. I'm not connected. We're talking about the cow getting skila. But if this is what the cow does on a regular basis, it you know, I don't know what, it attacks cows jumping over their head, and it's done it three times, so then by attacking, killing a person, it would be a kofar payment, let's say. Okay.